I mean, how do I describe it? It's
bold.
A light.
Black.
Unapologetically black.
Very funny, amusing.
Caring.
You give great advice from a different perspective. Passionate.
Free.
Vulnerable.
A creative.
Sexy.
My girl is lit as fuck.
Always ready to twerk a little something.
Genuine, very genuine.
Resilient.
Like, sixth sense, otherworldly. If you know, you know.
It's so vibrant, baby. Welcome to Soul Vibrant, the place where music, history, and culture collide. I am your cultural storyteller and award-winning host, Lady AC. And that was a beautiful performance by the amazing Malcolm Jamal Warner, who unfortunately passed away this month. I had the chance of witnessing that performance and meeting Malcolm Jamal Warner as he performed at the Malcolm X Fest back in 2023. And as you see, just an amazing artist, a lover of black people, black culture, and he had every intent of letting you know that, and that everyone, especially us as black folks, should have that same kind of mindset. So ashe to the brethren. And also inspired me to use today's show to kind of go back to my roots of season one and really talk about and reflect on the healing journey, or just the journey of us going through life, especially with everything going on and we're seeing so much happen around us, that I think it is easy to get trapped in this cycle of a pessimistic kind of view of the world, of feeling the sorrow, feeling the dread, feeling the stress, feeling uneasy, fearing the unknown, of even frustration, anger, even hate in some cases. As we see, hate is being fueled in so many levels, including legally. I just feel that, as I have stated on this podcast before, of course, it is all by design, because they want us to feel this way, because it's easier to control and isolate people into control when you can control their mental state or physical state or even emotional state. And how revolutionary, how powerful it is to still choose to be joyful, to still choose to find a will to live, to still choose to be optimistic, which is the level I live in, regardless of whatever happened around me. But I also understand that that process is difficult and that there are struggles with that. So for today's episode, I want to do a check-in because I think it's long overdue for that to check in. So with that being said, of course, I'm going to give you the good music as always. And then we'll dive into this much needed check-in. All right, be right back.
I can't fight this feeling. It gets me every time. I am staring at the ceiling to get you off my mind, yeah. I don't wanna feel the pain, I'm knowing I can't, or seeing I ain't the only one holding you. Maybe I'm the one to blame. Either way, it's a shame. I'm gonna have a hard time trying to forget your name, but I will, I will forget you. I've got to, I will, I will forget. Looking back for some reflection, no, would be too hard for me to find. I don't wanna feel the pain,
feel the pain.
Single he put out that is burning up the R&B charts. Shout out to Cam, because he is definitely so vibrant for him, or for the real ones, the day ones. No, he is the universe soul fam. Cameron was one of the first artists to come onto my platform and bless me with an interview that was just at the moment he won a Grammy. So this a Grammy Award winning artist came to my little old show, and I have forever been a supporter and love that I got that support from him. So any way I can support him back, hey, this is my way of doing it. So shout out to you, Cam, once again. So for today's show, I'm calling it the check-in because I feel it is important to not only check in with, you know, y'all, but, you know, within myself. As I mentioned before, unfortunately, we lost an amazing pillar of the Black community, Black creative community in Malcolm Jamal Warner, but also a couple of elders had passed in the community as well along this time. And for people who know me, know I view death very differently, for lack of better words. But for me, death has always been a time of reflecting. Self-reflecting in particular. When people talk about death and grieving, a lot of the things people will say are, you know, we're on borrowed time and life is short. And even as a kid, I always kind of disagreed with that, because I always felt like we are given the exact amount of time necessary to do what we're put on this world to do. Put on this earth to do. The beauty and the adventure of life is discovering what that is and how it looks and what becomes of us going through that process of figuring all that out. And when death happens around me, I tend to look at those people who pass and see what they've done with that time they were given, to see how much of their life they truly lived. And that, in turn, for me, makes me feel more encouraged to make sure that because I am still here, because we are still here, that we have time. We have time to do the thing that we always wanted to do, to recreate, to start over again, to make anew, to continue what we're doing, regardless of where you are on your journeys as you listen to my voice, wherever you are in that journey. How do you feel? How do you want to feel? How do you want to love? How do you want to move? How do you want to be happy? How are you happy? How can you get to happy or joy or success? How do you get there? You get there by first asking yourself those questions. And it starts very simple. Because it's very interesting how, like, little conversations like that, the small talk like that, how we... You know, some people try to avoid it. But how often do we have that kind of conversation with ourselves? Because when yourself is good, the community that you interact with will be good, because that impacts them because you're in it. But all of it doesn't start until you are okay. And a lot of people use the analogy of, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup to kind of explain that. And I get why people say it, because it's easy to, you know, picture and imagine. You have to take care of you. You have to love you. You have to pour into you. You have to build yourself up so that way you can do the work. You can support others. But I had two thoughts about that recently. One is how easy it is for us to do these things for other people. Like, how easy is it? And it could be due to, you know, us being socialized to do it, or just by chance. For us to ask somebody else, are they okay? For us to help other people before we even think about doing it for ourselves. Because when we think of it on the lines of conditioning, we're conditioned that anything along of taking care of ourselves is selfish. That you have to care for others. You have to share. You have to do all these things. But not realizing the first way you learn that is by how you treat yourself. How you handle yourself, how you talk to yourself, how do you share with yourself, how you connect with yourself. And I do want to put this, I think we can learn that through our interactions with other people, but ultimately you set the standard with you. And if you don't establish that with yourself, no wonder you're taking so many different lanes and routes and interactions and experiences with all these other people, because you're searching for a connection, for a answer, for a meaning outside of yourself. When the answers, when you heal and you go on that journey, you realize the answer's already been within you the whole time. How limiting it is to think of yourself as a cup. You know, like a cup is only so big, only so wide, can only be so full. But the fact is, when you go through healing, you understand there are so many different levels, so many different ways, so many different parts of yourself that even a cup can't even contain. Like there, with the capacity that we have, that we can reach to love, to care, to imagine, to grow, to fight, to learn, to share, to enrich ourselves is so vast. A cup could never, you know what I mean? You know, it couldn't even begin to define the power that each of us have. But like I said, I do get the analogy. Like, I'm not trying to deter anybody from that, but I'm also wanting encouraging to see yourself as the powerful person, individual that you are, and that you have the ability to find and determine that and to connect with that within yourself. I saw a post on social media, because y'all know I'm on social media and connected in that too, that said people are so focused on healing that they forget to make themselves whole. And everybody under this particular post was commenting, liked it, and, you know, thought, you know, it was a powerful thought. But even me, I wanted to look at that and analyze that a little deeper, because initially I thought, when you are healing, right, isn't the purpose of your healing to be whole within yourself? Because other than that, why are you healing? Why are you going through all these things to unlearn and break down and change? And why are you going through that process if you don't want to be whole? Right? You know, like, why would? What's the purpose of it? But then that also got me thinking that a lot of people do go on these journeys searching for something. Searching for something to complete them. Searching for something that fills that hole. We have a tendency to get so caught up in that process that we forget that we do have to be or put that energy on being connected fully within ourselves. And what stops us from doing that is, once again, you know, through the societal factors, the different social constructs or social norms that society has created for us to fit in, these different boxes, these different identities, these different labels. And as I stated on past shows before, regardless of how you feel about them, or regardless of if you don't, you know, define yourself by labels or you don't believe in them, this society has a way of putting them on you regardless. Putting them on you anyway. So why not combat that by being able to define yourself first? So that way, when the world tries to tell you who you are, you can automatically be like, you thought. You don't know who you're talking to. I'm already that girl. I'm already that guy. I'm already that person. So who are you to step to me and tell me what I am, who I am, who I could be, what I do? That's a powerful thing when you're able to define yourself, to define what you do, to define your purpose, your glow, your light, how you let it shine. As the hymn says, you know, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You know, one of my favorite songs I love learning and singing. But as I got older, I connected to it deeply. And as I grew spiritually, I definitely got connected to it, because I realized what that light was. That light was that power that was given to you, regardless of how the lines of what you believe in and who you believe in or how you practice that. All of us have that light. And it is our job, through our healing, through the journey of life, to discover that light, to keep it shining, and to keep it on so that it can shine. But the thing about someone who has a light is that it attracts things. Just like, you know, like they say, the moth to the flame. You attract the good, but you also attract those who can't find the light in themselves. So they want to take yours because they see how brightly you're burning. And they go after you in so many different ways. For instance, with the system of patriarchy, white supremacy, capitalism, what they do is they manufacture this concept of self. This is where the misconceptions of selfishness and the world revolving around you and all that comes from, because they manufacture it for you to only focus on you. See, the purpose of that is to isolate you, to be crushed and controlled by them. They don't want you to have a sense of self and understanding who you are, in understanding what you are, what you possess. They don't do that. What they do is they tell you, if you do dare to do that, you're being selfish. And what's even more insidious is they create a culture where they influence the people around you to also adopt that same kind of thinking. You're only thinking for you. You only care about you. So sometimes even the people who are closest to us say these things that impact us even deeper, because it's coming from people. It can be family, friends, our work environments, our school environments, our relationships. In the process of finding love romantically, or honestly finding love in general, some people thrive off of snatching and taking, because that's the mindsets they adopted through these systems of how to survive and navigate them. And for people who are genuine, who are bright, who are creative, who see that there's more to what is being presented to them, you're the odd person out. You're the issue. You're the problem. Oh, we gotta knock you back down to reality. Oh, you think you all that? I am, with a bag of chips and a soda on the side. Let me stop. But you know, me saying that, you know, you are. Because that takes nothing away from anybody else. But to this system, it does. To these socialized norms and constructs, it does, because it breaks that order of control to be run into the ground, to there's nothing left but to give everything that we do to them and have nothing for our communities and let alone ourselves. That pressure that we struggle to feel like we measure up. And what's worse is when you put that pressure on yourself. Being transparent, I did. Was I a good friend? Was I a good lover, a possible lover? Was I a good daughter? Was I a good cousin? Was I a good person? What did that mean? What did that look like? But what I didn't realize was a lot of that was dictated by outside of me. I never went into me to find out, well, who is AC? And when I turned inward and turned that light on, let me tell you, I have not turned it off since. But just because of that doesn't mean I don't get tried. Doesn't mean that you won't get tried. Hell, if anything, what I realized recently is that it makes you more of a target, because you refuse to bow to what manufactured feeling and system and identity thrown or attached to you. You are a target. You are a disruptor. And the system, this system, they definitely don't like that. But I dare you to try to stop me, though. I dare them to try to stop you. If anybody, especially if you listen to my podcast, you got a light in you that will burn people if they try to touch it. Burn them clean up. We have to remember and find our anchor that keeps us connected to our light. Because recently I do this thing, what I call anchor questions or anchor thoughts. And the purpose of an anchor, you know, like the anchor for a ship, you know, it holds that ship in place. It holds it steady. It balances it in the water to where it stands still. It doesn't move. It doesn't weather. It doesn't succumb to the conditions of the water. It keeps that boat settled. And so kind of using that analogy, the anchor thoughts, the things that I know absolutely true about me, that no matter what this system does, no matter what anybody tries to tell what I am, who I am, question, those thoughts remind me of the light that's in me. And I hope that encourages you to find your anchor, to know how to stay grounded and connected to you. Because I'm going to tell you, the world needs you. The world needs your work. And I'm talking to myself as I say this too, because that's what was revealed to me. And so the fact that we are above ground and in this living plane, we are given the chance to still do it. Now, the people that passed, the glory of their lives is that they did do that with themselves. So now they transitioned to do the next part of their work. Now, because we have, none of us have transitioned, we don't know what that they transition into or to do what or elevate to where. But while they were living, they did what they were supposed to do. And in some cases, some people got their lives cut short or could have did so much more if they were still here. But unfortunately, because death is a part of life, we'll never know that. But what we can reflect on is the memories, is the culture, is the influence that the work they did do while they were here is still present. Present for us to learn from, present for us to find out about, present for us to be inspired by, to connect with, or even sometimes even learn lessons of what not to do, you know, or what ways to deviate from, or when to stop, or when to change, or when to pivot and start over again.
I spent plenty on this spot. Booked a nice little hotel for the both of us. If it's you, it's not a lie, little mama. We've been close, but we're not close enough. I wanna be inside your heart. Under your skin, I'll say it again. Close ain't enough. Who gave you permission to be this perfect? I think you should go ahead and thank your mama for me. Lord knows what I did to deserve this. 'Cause you done stood by, stood by, stood by, stood by me, yeah. Sickness and health, you got me. Who gave you permission to be this perfect? I think you should go ahead and thank your mama for me. Lord knows what I did to deserve this. 'Cause you done stood by, stood by, stood by, stood by me, yeah. And I know I'll never find somebody ready.
Love to one.
That was Sasha Keeble with Why. And shout out to Sasha. That her Tiny Desk came out this past weekend. What I love most is that she took the time to talk about her journey in doing music. She actually, for as long as she's been in the industry, she actually was about to give up because she was like, you know, she's been doing music for so long and she didn't know if, you know, this is what she was supposed to be doing. Was anybody listening? Was anybody, you know, vibing with her or anything like that? And right at the moment she was about to give in, the world catches on fire to her music. To the point even people like Beyonce were listening to her music. And she used her platform to encourage everybody to keep going. And I felt that was just so in line with today's episode. So once again, shout out to her. Which leads me to my last point, referring back to the post that I talked about that I saw. And I reiterated because I have been talking for a minute. That said, people spend more time on their healing journey than actually being whole. My thought that I've come to realize is what the healing journey actually reveals is you were whole to begin with. You just learned along the way to disconnect from it. And the healing journey connects you back to that realization that you were whole in the first place. One of the concepts that people talk about is that inner child, right? And reconnecting with that inner child, healing that inner child, and go through those different steps of that. And however you go through them, you know, whether it's through therapy, through journaling, through hobbies, through connections with people, you actually connect to things that you enjoyed to when you were a child. Like how many people now that they have adult money, they go out and buy themselves that toy they always wanted. They go out and take that trip. You go out and get that fast food that you wish you could have got back then. You go back to painting or singing or writing or reading or going to the park or taking yourself out shopping and realize how many of those things you thoroughly enjoyed as a child. You are tapping into something that your inner child always knew. And in that reflection, I realized we are whole people. And through these healing journeys, we learn how to tap back into those aspects of ourselves that we lost or that we were distracted from, or in some cases, literally were ripped away or erased away from us. So in me saying all this to make sense and put it in just, you know, as plain as I can say it, wherever you are in your healing journey, wherever you are in the world right now, wherever you are in the space that you're in right now, understand how important it is for you to do your work. And your work can be the work on yourself, the work that you're meant to do, the work that you're meant to find out and answer those questions of healing or how to help or how to contribute or how to build community, to connect, how to love, what love is, what joy is, what happiness is, you know, all those different things. That is the work. And going back to my analogy of the cup, that's why a cup is so limiting, because for you to exist wholly, you can't box that in. There's no space that you cannot exist in. You don't have to ask permission, fight for, struggle for something that's already yours, already within you. And understand that you still breathing and still among us. You have time to be that, to get there. All right? So I'm end the show on that note. Ashe to the people that we lost. Ashe to the ones that still, even though they're not physically here, they still got us. They still are with us. They still love us enough for us to know we have to show up for ourselves. Because when we do that, we're able to show up for our communities that we're able to show up in this world. I'm going to tell you again, because the world needs you. No one is coming to save us. There's no specific person, no specific thing, no specific happening, nothing. You have that power. Nobody's talking about this. Why isn't people doing this? Why? Because you're meant to do it. You do it. You have the passion. You have the ethic. You have the work. So do it. Get to work, y'all. Get to work. Speaking of work, if you want to work and connect with me, I am on all social medias at facebook.com queenladyac, on Instagram and Threads it is _ I am Lady AC, on Substack it's Lady AC, and on X and Twitter, Black Twitter to be specific, it is all capital I am Lady AC. All right, and I'm gonna close it out with the once again amazing words by Malcolm Jamal Warner. Until next time, y'all. I'll see you next week. Bye.